I've been scheduled to speak at a winter retreat in Pennsylvania. I lived in New Jersey. It was the kind of thing I could drive to. Well, that day, winter decided it was time to do some serious wintering. We had heavy snow all day long, and I knew this was going to be a very exciting drive along Interstate 80 out to Pennsylvania. Actually, it turned out to be much easier than I expected. Much of the way, I managed to get behind snow plows. Yeah, they were out, and they were doing a good job, and it was a whole lot easier because I was right behind them. So where I was driving, the plows had already been, huh? Now, if you have a snow plow ahead of you, you're a lot less likely to end up in a ditch. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about plowing the road for your journey. So our word for today from the Word of God, John chapter 10. I'm going to begin reading at verse 3. It's that great Good Shepherd passage. It says, "He calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. And when he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them." I love that. These verses took on a very personal meaning for my wife and me some years ago. We were getting ready to leave the city of Chicago, where we had lived for many years, and we were going to move to northern New Jersey to begin a ministry in the New York area. And I'll tell you what, we were stepping into a total unknown. We had no office, no supporters, we had nobody that we knew, no friends, no kids to work with, and no staff. Other than that, everything was ready for us. Well, in Chicago, I knew people, I knew how to get things done, I knew what number to call, I knew where the resources were, I knew where all the roads were, New Jersey, New York, yeah, total unknown. And then as we asked the Lord for some reassurance, guess what? He gave us John 10:4. I just read it. I like that because, you know, the troopers say on the CB before they sign off, everything's under control. They go, 10:4, good buddy. Well, this is the 10:4 good buddy verse. It says, when he brings out all his sheep, he goes on ahead of them. We learn that the shepherd always goes where he is about to take his sheep. He gets there before you do. The shepherd also makes sure that there's going to be food there, no wolves, no danger of walking off the edge. Kind of like that snowplow I was following, plowing the path in front of me, making it a lot safer. And when we got there, boy, did we find that out. The apartment we needed, the friends we needed, the office we needed, the open arms that we needed, everywhere we went, we found the footsteps of our shepherd. And so will you. He promised. Anywhere Jesus takes you, he will always get there ahead of you and get it ready. It may be that fear is holding you back right now from God's next step for you, fear of the mights and the coulds and the what ifs. Maybe you can't go any farther in Christ without taking some risks, trying some things you've never tried, or leaving some things you've never done without, going into situations that are, unfamiliar to you, or reaching some people whose reactions you can't be sure of. Maybe you're in a transition time and you're about to move from one season or one stage to another. Well, there's a wonderful answer to the fear that spreads that shadow on your future. And it's in this verse, the shepherd goes ahead of you. How often I've claimed that verse. Big things, little things. I've gone into offices and found the Lord had gotten there ahead of me, into meetings, taxi cabs, doctor's offices, ministry situations. You can count on it. He promised. The Lord will never lead you anywhere that he has not first scouted and prepared for you. The snowplow clears the road ahead of you, and so does the shepherd. And because he does, my friend, you will never end up stuck.
On Eagle's Wings is the Native American outreach of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. To find out more about this exciting ministry, visit hopefornativeamerica.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.